stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, this Thursday, September 18, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line right now is a candidate, announced candidate for Attorney General. Doug Lloyd is on the line. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Randy. So great to be here.
Doug, you're traveling around the state of Michigan. You're talking to counties. You're going around and telling everybody that you're an announced candidate for Attorney General. You would be nominated at next year's state convention by all the precinct delegates attending that convention. Tell us a little bit about Doug Lloyd. Who are you? Where did you grow up? Where did you go to school?
Sure. So let's take it back a few years ago that I was actually born and raised in Las Vegas, Nevada. My parents had actually moved from different states to there and had found each other. And so they moved there and there I was born. And so growing up was simple. You know, I was into sports. My parents thought it was really important that I actually, you know, diversified in my knowledge, and so they actually had me in scouting, and I'm an Eagle Scout, and I did that, went to UNLV, and at UNLV, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do with my life. I got out of college, and I was doing business, and I had taken the LSAT, and so I proceeded to, one night after a long night, I just filled out an application for Cooley Law School here in Michigan, and they accepted me, and so I came out here, and where, you know, while I was in law school, I met my now wife, who was also in law school, and decided to stay in Michigan, and that was clear back in 1989, and so I've lived in the Lansing area since, and in Eaton County specifically, since the early 90s, and...
What have you been doing for work?
Yeah, that becomes the interesting thing, right? So, you know, those of us who are of that age can remember that L.A. Law and Law and Order and all those shows were just coming out on TV really before cable was a thing. And so I had the desire to, you know, I thought I'd be a defense attorney first, and I did that, and I was good at it. But, you know, it really wasn't fulfilling the desires that I had, you know, personally as an attorney. And so in 95, I was offered a position by the then Jackson County prosecutor. You know, he saw something in me as a prosecutor that he thought I'd be good at. And so I went down to Jackson County, and I started my prosecutor career there. And you know what? I really found that had the meaning for me. You know, I got to be in the courtroom, and I got to do those jury trials, and part of being a prosecutor is really a dual role. You have to make sure that defendant is actually being treated fairly, in a courtroom. That's the most important thing. And then if you're able to show that the defendant's guilty of something, then at that point you get justice. But that other part of it is that, you know, the only person that's never voluntarily in the criminal justice system is the victim. But victims, you know, while they have constitutional rights, they don't actually get to speak except for certain times during a criminal justice case. So to be the victim's mouthpiece was something that, you know, I really found was important. So got I continued it. To do that. I did that.
How long have you been a prosecutor?
I've been a prosecutor for almost 30 years. Okay. In 2000, I had the opportunity to come back to my home county, which is Eaton County.
Yeah.
Was given a job there. And so I've been with Eaton County now for 25 years. And in 2013, I had the opportunity to become the elected Republican prosecutor for Eaton County. And
very good.
So I've served.
Doug, we got to take it to a break real quick. Can you stay over with us?
I would be happy to talk to you more, Randy.
Okay, very good. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back with Doug Lloyd, candidate for Attorney General.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Staying on through the break is Doug Lloyd. He's a prosecutor almost 30 years, and he has announced that he's running for attorney general to replace the god-awful Dana Nessel. Thank God for term limits. Don't want to get into that discussion with you, Doug, but I do want to ask you, because of some of the things you said kind of really rung home with me. As a prosecutor, you know you've got a victim. They've filed a complaint. A police report was made. It was investigated. Charges were brought forward against an individual. You as a prosecutor, you're saying it's kind of like your philosophy of looking at these cases and truly understanding what happened to the victim, and then looking at the supposedly the alleged perpetrator that's being charged with these crimes, and you try to look at this as to, number one, every aspect, both victim, the bad guy, you actually get into the meat of the case and then decide the best way to go forward. What would be the best way to serve justice? Is that what you're saying your philosophy is as a prosecutor?
Yeah, if you are an actual prosecutor, and I'll speak for the 68 Republican prosecutors, because, you know, a majority of the prosecutors out there already endorse me. You know, we're not looking at names. Yeah, I really have a problem. You know, it's hard not to talk about that name that you just talked about, because, you know, you're not a prosecutor if you step in front of a microphone and start telling people how you're going to prosecute somebody. We've watched people do that at the state and federal level, and that's not how you're supposed to handle a case. You know, you get into the smaller counties, hey, the prosecutor's going to know everybody. They don't look at names. You're looking at facts. Your local agencies, you know, whether it's the investigators in the Attorney General's office or the actual police, are supposed to put together reports. You're supposed to get in the weeds on that and actually decide, can I prove this case at trial? You know, that's the important thing. And only then, if you can prove the case, then maybe you go look at a name to see who the individual is, and then you charge the case. But yes, the whole point is that we're actually supposed to be making sure that that defendant is protected first. You know, we better be able to actually prove the case in court. If the case is getting dismissed, you did something wrong. Because if you didn't charge it correctly and you didn't get a conviction, then you're doing the wrong job. And that's the issue that I have, is that we're watching way too many federal and state, you know, in the past, before sure. President Trump came in, yeah. Actually just charging these cases because they wanted to go after a person instead of actually having the facts. And that's what we need to get back to, Randy, is actually an attorney general who realizes that they're supposed to represent all 10 million people of the state. But if you don't have an effective leader in there who will actually say, no, we're not just going to do political lawfare, then it's going to continue to happen.
Well, one of the things very near and dear to our hearts, and up here in northern Michigan, we had an Army veteran, patriot, John Haggard. He owned Haggard's Plumbing and Heating. He was a phenomenal guy. He gave back to his community. He served his community. He did fundraising events for the American Legion and VFW. He sold raffle tickets for every one of their dinners, events. He was a great guy, a strong leader within the Charlevoix County Republican Party. Dana Nessel charged him as part of the 16 Republican electors that signed the alternate slate for the Electoral College. John Haggard was forced to sell his plumbing business after, I believe, 53 years in order to pay his attorney fees. As you know, Doug, recently a judge ruled, dismissed the case against those Republican electors. John Haggard died the next day. I mean, this has impact on people's lives. Dana Nessel used her office, she weaponized her office to go after Republicans, knowing probably full well that within the Constitution, they were doing everything right. There was no intent of frauding anybody, and yet she still brought those cases and put those people for pure hell. And this is personal to me, you know, because I knew John. I know Phyllis, his wife. This just breaks my heart to know that this attorney general put so much stress on that guy that he sold his business, which broke his heart, and then died the next day. I mean, the criminal prosecutions have impact on people's lives.
Well, I agree, and you know, I too knew John Haggard. I knew him in a different way, you know, from being up in Charlevoix, not as much in the actual politics way.
Yeah.
But I do find it funny, Randy, not funny, because I liked him. You know, he went into the hospital, and I called him because I was actually going to go have breakfast with him. But he had fully endorsed me. You know, he had given, you know, he had met me, he had heard me, he had given me his endorsement, and I was proud to have that. And what I was even more proud about is that John and I never spoke about this case. You know, there was never a mention of it, and I didn't want it, and I'll tell you why. Because I was the candidate, the qualified guy that, you know, when I became Attorney General, it's my goal to look at every political prosecution, whether it be a criminal or a civil. But you have to keep a 30,000-foot view. If you get in the weeds about it, then ethically you should have somebody else look at it.
Sure.
So I wanted to make sure I stayed above that so that when I came in, I could pull every one of those cases. Now, the Common Law Firm, Steve Common, represented another elector. You know, I've known him for 30 years, and he called me up one day and said, hey, you know what, I'm endorsing you. And, you know, and that was important to me because, if you know Steve, he did a lot of work during COVID, you know, representing a lot of businesses during that time. And he had one of the electors himself. But when I talked to him, you know, I had people say, hey, well, how are you going to be able to get these cases? Because I said, look, I don't have to wait till January. I can ask the AG in transition to give me these cases to review. And they said, well, what if they won't do it? Well, I said, you know what, I also know defense attorneys, too, and I bet they'd be happy to give the new attorney general that information when he says he wants to look at it. And so for me, that was really a simple thing, that it was like, you know, I wanted to keep that view. But, yeah, John and I, you know, had a joke because the first time I ever met him, I called him sir. And he was like, don't call me sir.
I was never sir. Yeah,
and
no,
I finally
he wouldn't
said,
accept
you know,
that from anybody.
No, right? You know him, and I said, okay. You know, I'm of the age, and, you know, and John was older than me. I was going to give the respect. You're going to be Mr.
Your elders. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yes, you're going to be a sir. Doug, you're going to be something nice. Yes, sir.
I got a text message real quick.
Yes,
one
sir.
Of the things that we have a problem with, and many of us have actually submitted documented complaints online. Dana Nessel's office has a complaint for consumer protectionism. We have a company that I filed a complaint against, Blarney Castle. They have a monopoly on our gas stations up here in northern Michigan. As you're traveling around, you're paying price-fixed gas prices at every single one of these gas stations because of that company. No response from Dana Nessel's office whatsoever. Many of us actually took the time to go into a gas station, confront them, challenge them, question them, then go online, document the date, the time, the location, what the attendant said, fill out all the information, crickets, nothing. We have a problem in price fixing gas prices in northern Michigan. As an attorney general, would you be willing to look at our complaints if we file them with your office?
Well, two things there. I was speaking to a lady in the 7th District at a picnic on Sunday, and she made the same, wasn't specifically about that, but she had said, hey, I filed a consumer complaint. Over a year, I haven't heard a word. Well, one of the things the Attorney General's office is supposed to do is consumer protection. And I'm going to tell you, since, you know, I'm up north and now, you know, I'm sitting here in Schoolcraft County, and my son and I, which, Randy, you know my son, you know, he's driving me around up here.
Yep.
We're like, wait a minute, why are the prices cheaper in the UP than they even are in Gaylord? Which we all know that Gaylord is the hub, that usually that's where you're going to find the cheapest prices, you know, as you begin to make your northern Michigan trek, right? Whether you're heading off to, you know, to Alpena or you're heading off to, you know, Petoskey. And we question that on a weekly basis of why are the differentials in prices. And I don't know the reason, but, you know, at the Attorney General's level with consumer complaints, you definitely could find out. So those would be good complaints to be filed because I think the questions need to be asked. You know, but
absolutely.
Once again, we've been wasting these resources suing Trump. We've been wasting these resources actually prosecuting, like, the electors all of her cases that she's taken forward criminally, she can't get past the preliminary examination stage. What we need is a leader, somebody who's actually been doing it, like myself, who's willing to say, no, we're not going to do that anymore, and I'm going to reallocate the resources to actually bring the people to the jobs that are important. Let's put some assistant attorney generals in the consumer complaint division and actually have them looking at these that affect the citizens of Michigan.
One of the things I'm looking at, John sent me a text. I'm reading it, and it's in line with my thinking as well. We're going through the budget process right now. The House Republicans passed the budget, cutting Dana Nessel's budget. The Attorney General law firm is the largest law firm in the state of Michigan.
That's correct.
As the next Attorney General, do you think that there could be a reduction in the number of staff? Have you even looked at her budget? Do you know what you're looking at as far as how much money she has at her disposal and how it's being spent currently?
Well, you know, when I was in Emmett County meeting with their local Republican Party, Parker Fairbairn was there, their state rep, and he mentioned to me at that time that right now the Attorney General has one line item. So she gets this big pot of money, and she's able to do everything she wants with it or anything she wants with it, and no one can question it. Well, Parker told me that, you know, in reality, what they're going to do now is they're going to create 36 line items. So that'll be broken down, so you'll actually be able to see the transparency of what's taking place in the office. And, you know, that aligns right there with your local county officials, because I can tell you what every line item I have, and every one of your local prosecutors would be able to do the same of every line item they have to, like, account for at the county level. Why is it that we do that at the county level, but they can't do that at the state? So I told Parker, I welcome that. I welcome somebody being able to actually look at my budget. And that also means that it's going to take somebody who actually has the experience of dealing with a budget to actually be able to look and go, where can I reallocate those resources without bloating the government even more?
How many people live in your county?
110,000, right about.
So basically, your county is a microcosm of our entire state, where we have 10 million population. You've got 110,000. You run a budget that's really five times larger than my Antrim County, Sheboygan County, Emmett County. We're 24, 26, 27,000 people. You've already ran a large budget, five times bigger than our small little counties up here. Doug, you already have the experience of how to run a budget. All you've got to do is multiply everything by, what, 100 or whatever, and you're already there.
That's correct, and I think that's important, you know, because remember, Randy, this is all about it, and you said this is going to come down to the delegates. You know, a lot of people come up to me, and they're like, we support you, Doug. You know, we're voting for you. Nah, actually, you may not. If, you know, it's going to come down to 2,000 delegates who are going to make that determination, you know, at the state party convention. And if they don't decide I'm the person, then I'm not moving forward. But I'm going to tell you, if we do not nominate a person who can actually beat, you know, the Democrats in 2026, you're going to be looking at Dana 2.0. You're going to be looking at a bloating of government. And you're going to be looking at the things that you've hated for the last 8 years to continue on.
But Doug, do you have a campaign website up yet?
I do. It's VoteDougLloyd.com.
VoteDougLloyd, LLOYD.com.
Yeah, and we're on Facebook.
We don't do all that crap, but we go to your campaign website, and we can learn more right there at that website.
That would be the perfect spot to go. Just go to VoteDougLloyd.
Vote Doug Lloyd. Excellent. Greatly appreciate you coming on the show, sir. Looking forward to meeting you on the island this weekend in Mackinac.
All right, Randy. Appreciate it. Anytime you want to talk, I'd love to continue it.
Absolutely. Bottom of the hour news break. Hour number three. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news.